Yes, sir.
I wish you a happy new year.
Thank you, Russell. Thank you, my friend.
What I want you to do is keep your word and be neutral in this whip race.
Well, you...
I want to tell you this, that I find great delight in doing to the candidates what they did to you repeatedly during the last several years.
Well,
I figured I've got about 34 solid votes, but then about five of them, which is five more than I need, but I'd say of that five.
Give me those other
ones. I'm going to have to do a little work on to put a little starch in that backbone, but I've got a couple more prospects. And I'd say that the kids better learn how to be a graceful loser because they're going to get their tail beat.
Russell, you better count awful carefully because I don't know, but from what Humphrey told me, it didn't look good to the count that I looked at.
Well,
I don't know whether he knows or not, but if you're going to he's counting New England pretty solid. He's counting Rebikov,
yep.
And of course he's counting Symington, and he's counting Inouye.
Well, I count Symington as either way, but I think I've got a good chance to get him.
You better watch that post dispatch
I've got 34 votes without counting any of those. Who else do they count?
How's Fulbright?
Well, I think Fulbright, he told me he was going to vote for him when I was running against Muskie. He's down there at Redondo Beach, and I'm having a little bit of difficulty getting through to him. But I've got Charlie Murphy down there looking for him, and my guess is that...
Well, he sure, after he's elected, he sure ought to be with you, but if anybody can get him, Charlie Murphy can, but that's just awfully important. What about Yarbrough?
Yarbrough is kind of weak. I got to talk to him. He's wavering. I got to talk to him. That's one of the five that I figure is dubious.
Well,
Who else can you think of? You know, this guy reminded me of the Gridiron Club one day. Who else can you think of that you'd count doubtful?
Dan Inouye, they count.
Well, Danny, I'd count Danny as doubtful. If he hadn't firmly committed himself, I think I'd get him. By the time he sees I've got as many votes as I have.
Well, they tell me he's committed firmly.
I'm not counting, no.
Well, where are you getting those 34 votes in?
Name a couple more that you think I'm counting.
Well, I assume that you have to count both Nevadans.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find Bible. He was for me, and I hadn't been able to reach him, but the fellow people claim they have, and he told them he was still for me, that I could count on him.
I would think he'd be with you. What about Cannon?
He's for me.
Has he told you?
Yep.
Since Teddy announced?
He has.
All right. What about the two New Mexico ones?
Both solid.
All right. What about Hartke and Bye?
Solid.
Both of them?
Solid. Now everybody says, God Almighty, I don't think the first Bye can deliver, but he wants me to get him on a committee, and I can sure as hell help him. And I told him, well, look, I know it's going to be, when I called him, I said, oh, boy, it's going to be awful tough. You take that pressure. When I've got a candidate on my hands, can you take it? Can you measure up? Because I'll deliver on my end. I'll do the best I can if you'll do the best you can for me. But they're going to put a lot of pressure on you, and there's no point in me counting on you if you can't take it. And he said, well, I told you I'd do it, and I'll do it. So that's about as firm as a man can say it as I count it.
That's right. Did Hartke tell you the same thing?
Hell, don't worry about Hartke. He's on the telephone working for me.
That's good. All right, that's good. What about Gore?
I don't count him. Wouldn't bother to ask him again. Gaylord approximately ran out on me, but I'm told he did. I had bothered to check back. He's supposed to issue some statements saying he could vote for the other man. He wrote me a letter saying he was for me unequivocally at a time when which didn't say I'm for you against Muskie, but if somebody else gets the race, it'd be different. He wrote me a letter saying he was for me. But it may be that he just can't stand the heat and had to take a powder. He told me it could give him some real problems. Nelson told me, hell, don't worry, he's going to stand up all the way. I'll just read them off to you.
Is Nelson going to stay with you?
Yes, sir, all the way.
All right, read them to me.
All right, here they are. The two birds, Bird of West Virginia, Bird of Virginia, Jennings Randolph, Sam Irvin.
Now, wait, has Jennings Randolph told you?
Yep.
That's good. You can count the birds. Irvin, go ahead.
And Randolph North told me he's with me. He told me he told Kennedy he wasn't going to vote for him.
Wait just a second. Let me get this list here. Let me show you what they're talking about.